Hello, I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me today. I hope that you're doing well and that you're enjoying the summer as we move into August. The autumn is not far, and though seasons may change, our county remains our home, full of promise and possibility and gratitude. As you've probably heard, Governor Wes Moore has appointed our own Commissioner Ed Rothstein as Secretary of Veterans and Military Families for the state of Maryland. There is no one better suited to fill this role. The governor graciously came out to Carroll County to formally make a public announcement and had strong and well-deserved words of praise for now Secretary Rothstein. The secretary's military service and elected experience are exceptional, and I know that the Department of Veterans and Military Families will experience a renewal and exciting future under his leadership. While I'll miss working alongside him in Carroll County, I know that the county and the state of Maryland will benefit immensely from his service. Recently, I also had the privilege of expressing gratitude to one of our citizens for his service. I had the pleasure of joining Commissioner Kenny Kyler and Tawnytown Mayor Chris Miller in attending a celebration to present a proclamation for a legend in our county, Frank M. Rauschenberg. For more than 60 years, Frank served this county and this country, in the U.S. Navy where he was deployed to Vietnam as a Seabee, in the Maryland National Guard and the Westminster Police Department, as a deputy fire marshal, as a commander of Post 48, 29th Division Association in Westminster, as post commander of the VFW in Harney, as a member of the American Legion in Tawnytown, and more. We were incredibly grateful and humbled to be invited by Frank's wonderful family to join them and the community at large at the VFW in Harney to honor Frank for his incredible and selfless service. It's hard to think of a community event, function, or gathering where Frank has not been a part, or a way in which Frank has not provided some kind of service to our county or the state of Maryland. We're reminded by the examples of Mr. Rauschenberg and Secretary Rothstein and any number of our citizens how much service and gratitude matter, even in the midst of challenge. For more than a year now, our county has faced the threat of the Maryland-Piedmont Reliability Project, or the MPRP. As you'll remember, a federal court order granted Public Service Enterprise Group, or PSEG, the company which won the bid to construct the MPRP, the ability to enter private property for the purposes of surveying. They are filing lawsuits in the hundreds, and the second round of those lawsuits have been delivered. I still maintain that the court was absolutely wrong in reaching this decision, but the fight is not over for us. Recently, along with Mayor Kevin Cornick of New Windsor, I attended an excellent information session given by Joanne Frederick and Jenny Teeter of Stop MPRP Incorporated at the beautiful Wakefield Valley Nursery just outside of New Windsor, regarding the latest round of PSEG lawsuits for property entry. I was grateful to see old friends and make new ones, and to share what the Carroll County Commissioners have been up to in our efforts against the project, as well as to reiterate that we continue to stand with our citizens against PSEG and their power lines. I cannot compliment Joanne, Jenny, and Stop MPRP Incorporated enough for the incredible work that they and our citizens are doing in sharing information, communicating, advocating, and providing an invaluable resource for those opposed to MPRP. I also cannot compliment enough everyone who attended that meeting from all three affected counties and everyone who has been impacted by the threat of this project for your courage, resilience, and inspiration. Again, we commissioners stand with you, and we always will. As a point of reminder, the commissioners have rejected PSEG's request to enter county property for their surveying. We formalized our own opposition to the project through a resolution, sought to invoke the coordination process with the federal government, have and will continue to support state legislative efforts against the project, filed opposition testimony in Pennsylvania against the section of the MPRP in that state, and have worked to advance our opposition with the governor, his staff, and others. And finally, we're currently in communication with our representation in Congress for a federal response to the issue. In the short term, and this is so incredibly important, the Maryland Public Service Commission, which will give final approval or rejection to the MPRP, is considering a schedule for reviewing and deciding on the project by the end of March 2027, which is a year later than what PSEG was demanding. It's hypocritical, but also unsurprising, that PSEG, which has been assailing citizens with hundreds of lawsuits, using the courts to compel people to admit them onto private property for the purposes of surveying for the MPRP, has all the while been trying to undermine and cut short the time those same people had to organize legally against the project. The MPRP is unnecessary and unwarranted, and only harms our citizens. It does nothing to benefit them, or to alleviate energy demands that regional provider PJM claims makes MPRP unavoidable. The issue is not transmission, the issue is generation. The Maryland Public Service Commission, on the other hand, is doing the right thing by creating a schedule with a significant amount of time involved in its creation which will benefit the citizens who will be so very negatively impacted by the MPRP. Please do reach out to the Maryland Public Service Commission and express your support of the March 2027 timeline, and please do so before the comment submission deadline of August 14th ends. You can do so by going to www.psc.state.md.us. Again, that's www.psc.state.md.us. When you write to the PSC, please refer to case number 9773. And address your correspondence, if you're writing by mail, to Maryland Public Service Commission, Mr. Andrew S. Johnson, Executive Secretary, 6 St. Paul Street, 16th floor, Baltimore, Maryland, 21202. Whether you're emailing your comments or sending them via mail, please do so immediately. Again, the deadline for comments is next week, August 14th, 2025. That time will come quicker than you think, so please do write soon. I also want to express my gratitude to Delegate Nino Mangione for putting together this contact information to make the process easier for us to make our comments to the PSC. And lastly for today, the commissioner vacancy that was created by Secretary Rothstein's elevation will be filled through a decision of the Carroll County Republican Central Committee, formalized through the approval of the governor. Now, I know that the Republican Central Committee will conduct a rigorous interview process for applicants who've applied to fill the vacancy, and I know that they will ensure that whoever is selected, among other things, is ready to stand against the power lines. Whoever that selection may end up being, I very much look forward to working alongside on behalf of the citizens of our county. After all, this is home, and home is worth the service and the gratitude. I pray that God blesses you and your loved ones, our county, and our country in every single possible way. I'm Joe Vigliotti, Carroll County Commissioner from District 1. Thank you for joining me.